Hello and welcome to An Ink We Trust, Tattoo and Art Culture in San Fernando Valley. The latest from who is making a mark in this valley's tattoo scene, bringing the tattoo parlor to you. I am your host, Anthony Sanchez. Today we're going to talk to a guest from Needle Pushers in Van Nuys, Mace, their tattoo artist. Thanks for coming by the studio.
No problem, man. You know, it's a pleasure to be here, Anthony.
Sure. Well, let me introduce you first and make sure we got you. You've been tattooing since you were 16.
16, yes, sir.
Coming from Panorama City.
Panorama City, man, that's where I grew up at.
And you've been tattooing for about 8 years,
yes,
and you've been at the Needle Pushers for 5.
Mm-hmm.
So I think first I want to get into telling me a little bit about your game on Senior Cube.
Plug
that for a little bit.
That was cool. That was one thing. Shout out to my boy Ali. You know, me and him, we got together and he's like the brains behind some of this stuff. Like as far as like he learned how to do coding, and I was just like the guy that just kind of like sitting there with the pencil, you know what I mean, and just kind of making it happen. So all the art was mine, and my buddy just threw down on the coding and stuff like that. And we have it on the Apple Store, and we had came out with another one as well. They're like super simple games for like kids, you know what I mean? Like double action type of things, you know what I mean? Keep them interested in keeping their attention span kind of like you know, like in the game. So we have a Senior Cube, and then we have what's the other one? Hold on, let me see what it was like. It was kind of like a almost like a Flappy Bird kind of feel.
Yeah.
But like they're like this like really creepy kind of like like imagery and stuff like that. What's it called?
If you think about it later.
Yeah, later. Yeah, yeah. When it comes to mine,
You can post it on your Insta later.
I haven't put it up. I haven't really promoted it as much, but just because we need to kind of like fix some bugs on it, especially on Senior Cube. That was one that we kind of got like a little bit ahead of what we needed to do. We put too many ads. It was kind of bad, dude. It's kind of like, hey, dude, like, hey, you're playing the game, and like, hey, how about this, like fucking Extense commercial or something, you know, like, you know, like it was like, oh, dude, like you can't do that, dude. It wasn't Extense, but you know what I'm talking about, like, this, like this weird pop up ads, like in the middle of the game it was pretty bad, dude. That was one thing that we just need to fix, but yeah, that was cool. That was fun. That was just like another thing to do, you know.
Well, I know you want to talk about the shop and your stuff, so we're gonna kind of shift between different questions here. I want to talk about, because you know the shop's kind of been an institution, it feels like, from my side of the friends.
Right on.
Shout out to my friend Christine. She's come all the way from Norwalk to get tattoos.
Oh, that's right. Yeah, you were telling me.
Over the years, how many permanent how many tattoos do you think have come in and out of that shop?
Man,
since you've been there.
Since I've been there, man, it's hard. It's actually hard to tell, man. It's just because it's just one of those shops that's just like our shop is super like it's pretty consistent, you know what I mean? Even if I don't have an appointment or anything, I can count on the shop to be like, hey man, you know, can you knock it out? No problem, you know what I mean? So how many tattoos have I done in the 5 year span? It's hard to tell, bro. I mean,
right.
I wouldn't even really know where to start. You know what I mean? Not saying that it's been I've tattooed like this like a crazy amount of people, but it's been pretty good, bro. I pay my bills with it, you know what I mean?
So nice.
it's good and kind of not stress on having to you know, like, not have my job support my my hobbies and just you know, like just like a general just kind of like a living, like just kind of, you know, rent, you know, phone bill and all that good stuff and stuff like that. Pays the bills, and it's probably the most fun I ever had doing anything, bro. And you know, I say it all the time, man, like it's a good journey, bro. And it's actually like, I can say, you know, God forbid, like if something happens to me tomorrow or whatever, like something crazy or tragic, I can actually say that I've had fun. Fun, bro. You know what I mean? Like at this point, I had a lot of fun. So if anything happens, you know, I'll leave on a good note.
Well, when did you realize you wanted to be in tattoo? Because you've been doing it since you were 16.
Yeah, man. I actually started at 16. Man, I was a super curious kid. You know what I mean? Super curious. I definitely was hands-on kind of dude, you know what I mean? Definitely didn't pay a lot of attention in school. I learned a lot of other subjects, kind of like me on my own, kind of just researching a lot of stuff. But I was just super curious, man. I seen somebody bust out a tattoo machine, and I was like, what is that? Like, you know, let me get some of that, you know? Like, and just kind of went ahead and just did the whole thing, you know what I mean? and kind of asked around and stuff like that. I was 16 years old, man. I kind of didn't really, I was, you know, like, it was one of those things, like, oh, man, like, I mean, when I went to go get some supplies, I mean, like, the guy at the supply shop was like, hey, dude, how old are you? And I'm over here like, I'm about to turn 18 tomorrow or some crazy shit, you know, something crazy. I can't cuss on air, so I'm going to try to tone it down. But, yeah, man, they didn't want to sell me supplies, so, you know, I had to kind of just go the route of like, yeah, man, you know, have somebody do it for me. But
was this anything like when I grew up, like all my cousins, maybe there was like a cousin who had
Yeah, I was that dude, bro.
In the garage?
Yeah, I was that guy. You know, like you always hear that one, like, hey, dude, yeah, I got this one over here, dude's homeboy's garage and stuff like that. But yeah, I mean, that was just like my, like I would say my professional career started when I started at Needle Pushers. You know what I mean? I've been to shops prior to that, but I feel like my professional career as far as like me, like kind of doing it professionally and like you know what I mean, and you know, I've always been licensed and stuff like that. Even when I started, I took the right steps. I know I couldn't just do it, you know, like just off the top of the head, like, oh yeah, I just want to do this and I learn on my own, because like I, you know what I mean, like it wasn't like that. It was more like, all right, cool, what can I do to make this a thing, you know what I mean? Yeah.
Who did you learn from then?
I learned from as far as like, because I've already came from an artistic background prior to tattooing, as far as like graffiti and stuff like that. I've already been doing graffiti for since I was probably about 12, 13 years old. So by the time I was 16, I kind of got a good grasp on it, you know what I mean? And I stopped doing graffiti, right? Not I stopped doing graffiti, I stopped being active doing graffiti when I started doing tattoos, just because it took a lot of my time. Mm-hmm. So I had already established a style per se. But as far as like what my application, like how my application was put in and stuff like that, I definitely have to give it up to everybody at Needle Pushers, man. You know what I mean? My peers, you know what I mean? Like just everybody is so willing to just, you know what I mean? Like everybody wants to grow as a person just so we can be a unit. You know what I mean? Like, mm-hmm. Like a whole, just represent the shop.
So it sounds like you guys are learning from each other.
We are definitely learning from each other, man. You know what I mean? I definitely have to, give a lot of, you know, like, definitely have to give a lot of shop to, you know, to the shop for sure. You know what I mean? Learn a lot of stuff, you know, from everybody, man. You know what I mean? My buddy Zeke, Mitzi, I learned a lot of stuff from, you know, my buddy Blitz and everybody else, man. You know what I mean?
Shout out to Marv, who couldn't make it today.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Marv. You know what I mean? That guy's definitely a character, man. Yeah. Yeah, that guy actually learned a lot of stuff from that guy too, man. As far as just like customer service and stuff like that.
We kind of touched on, you know, is there a Mexican American style tattoo? Because you're coming up from a tag crew. Were you in a tag crew or just by yourself?
Yeah, I was, man. As soon as I started tattooing, I actually got out of every like all my crews and stuff like that. Just because I didn't want to be I didn't want to exclude anybody from getting tattooed. Just because I was from a crew. You know what I mean? You got, you know, hey dude, you know, you come in with some. You come in with a good attitude and some money, bro, you probably sit down in a chair and get tattooed, remember, you know, by anybody at the shop. So, yeah, man, I got it out of all the crews that I was from, just because I definitely wanted to keep it to where anybody can come in and feel welcomed. You know what I mean? I don't want attention in the environment.
On
you know
that side, but it, yeah, for style, as far as we have different styles. We had one guest that was neo-traditional.
Right, right.
I think your styles tend to look a little bit more black and gray.
Yeah, I definitely gravitate a little more towards the black and gray side, just because I wanted to learn black and gray. As soon as I started tattooing, I was like, oh, black and gray is the thing to do, you know what I mean? But as I started exploring a little more, like started picking up from different artists, man, I actually discovered that I actually liked doing more like bold stuff and kind of like more like you got to see if like you can notice it from across the street in a sense where so I kind of took my graffiti and my tattooing and kind of like try to put it in one thing, just because I was so obsessed with graffiti at that point in life where I felt like I developed a style where I wanted to pick it up right when I left. Cause it just filled that void for me, you know what I mean? As far as like my because I was so into it that picking it up and doing it as in tattooing, so I do gravitate a little more towards on black and gray, but with like a bold kind of traditional kind of style. You know,
do you
what
have
mean?
A preference to do like chest pieces and back pieces? Like, is that what you mean by bold? Like, just
when
more...
I mean bold, it doesn't necessarily mean that it's when I mean bold, like intense, not intense, that's a bad way to put it, bold, in a way where it's just like, boom, I can see what that is. Because I feel like we don't have like you know, some people have the attention span to sit there and look at your tattoo for more than a good minute, you know what I mean? So like I feel like just looking at a tattoo and seeing how it reads right off the top of the head, like just looking at it, like boom, I know what that is, bro. That, you know, dope bros, you know what I mean? Yeah. Like, or like, hey dude, like, nice Virgin Mary, bro, you know what I mean? It's not like, wait, is that a Virgin Mary and maybe like a puppy right there, like, you know, right. Which is cool, you know, like
but like you have a luchador on your example.
Yeah, this was cool. Shout out to my boy Art. This was for my mom. It's my mom's name is Dora.
Okay.
So I felt like luchadora would be cool, you know what I mean? Like female wrestler, I thought that'd be rad, dude. You know? So that was cool. Yeah, so my style is kind of, I kind of took it more back to the basics, because before it was more of like, oh, let's get tricky with it and do this, you know what I mean? So I kind of took it a step back and kind of kept it back to the basics, and really kind of like try to define like my application, you know what I mean? You know, like what's a good tattoo if the application isn't, you know, like what's a cool looking tattoo if the application wasn't done right, you know what I mean? It's just kind of fall off, you know, at the end of the day. So I definitely took it back, a step backwards. And try to focus more on my application, you know what I mean? Line work's important, you know what I mean? Tattoos, I feel personally.
How do you, for the guests that don't, since there's some people, sorry, audience that don't know anything about tattoo, black and gray, how mm-hmm. would you describe that style? Like, because it's all line work.
Well, black and gray, it just depends on what kind of black and gray. I do black and gray in a sense where, I actually enjoy doing color as well. Like, I enjoy putting color patterns together, but there's different types. I mean, like black and gray is just in a sense saying that you're diluting the pigment black with either like a distilled water or witch hazel to make different shades of gray. There's also something called a black and gray in a sense where you can tattoo opaque grays, meaning that you can use the actual color gray to give it that's the similar effect, you know what I mean? But black and gray wash is a little more of a like transparent kind of like it goes in the skin. I actually gravitate a little more towards the black and gray stuff just because it goes nice in the skin, you know what I mean? Just because it's the consistency of it.
Also because people of color sometimes some of the colors.
I feel like it's in the application, you know what I mean, and how much the person would be in the sun or not in the sun, you know what I mean?
Yeah.
But definitely the application, bro, goes a long way. You know what I mean? Like as far as color, first and foremost, like the color, just as far as like, putting it in the skin, just properly, that goes a long way on how it's gonna hold over time. And if it was if there's contrasting colors to back that up, you know what I mean? I feel like a decent mixture of line work, black, mid-tone, and the most important thing in my book would be leaving a good amount of not empty skin, but just like kind of like not tattooing it wall to wall, more of like skin, just because that empty skin kind of it pops from across the street, because our skin is it kind of reflects light off of us.
That's
so
true.
Once we leave that empty skin in there, that kind of pops at you a little bit. So like that black mid-tone and skin combo, I really like it.
Do you have any family that's also had been tattooed?
Nah, man.
Coming kind of common now.
No, not really. Like I tattooed my sister, you know what I mean?
Okay.
And that was a fun one with my mom, you know what I mean? That was a good one. Like, hey, you know, my mom was actually pretty hip to the idea at first, you know what I mean? She just wasn't really cool with me tattooing my sister at the time.
Is she cool with you being in the industry though?
Yeah, she's actually super supportive, you know what I mean? Like, she's actually coming in and getting involved in what I do, you know what I mean? She comes by like every Saturday and drops off food for like traditional Mexican food for the guys, you know what I mean?
Nice.
And then they'll love it because it's all like homemade stuff, you know what I mean? So she's getting involved, and it's cool that she's getting involved in what I'm doing. Like, I'm not like she gets to meet all the guys and she sees how genuine everybody is, and just so she can see that I am in a chill environment, you know what I mean? Yeah,
I
yeah.
mean, that's a testament to the vibe there, right?
Yeah.
Like, how would you describe the what it's like when you walk into Needle Pushers.
Man, I feel like from when I see my our clients' reactions when they come in, and they bring it all up all the time. You know, it's I feel like they feel really comfortable. You know what I mean? As far as like you know, we try our best to do our customer service and stuff like that. I feel like it goes a long way. Customer service it's a little hard to find nowadays. So when people find that customer service and like that welcoming vibe, it's like almost rare. You know what I mean? Like they'll be like, "Yo, I went to I went to the bank the other day and I almost got like in a fight with a homegirl." You know what I mean? Like, damn, dude, like how did that come about? You know what I mean? So I feel like just giving them that that welcoming vibe and that customer service. And just treat them like people, you know what I mean? Treat them like people, and you know what I mean, like not try to be better than anybody else, and just kind of like treat them as your equal, and just kind of talk to them in that way where it's like, hey, you know what I mean? Like he's not trying too hard, or like he just comes off from him naturally, you know?
Do you feel like you've been making permanent connections with some of these clients,
Oh yeah, definitely, man. I mean, we're on the chair for hours on end, you know what I mean? So we definitely have to vibe. We don't have to vibe out, but you know what I mean? It's definitely makes the time go a lot smoother. You know what I mean? Definitely, it's a blast. You know what I mean? It's like hanging out with your homeboy. You know what I mean? Like once you make that connection, it's like, hey, dude, what's up, man? How you been? Chop it up. You know what I mean? You know, maybe we'll connect in a week. Some clients I'll connect with them like in a year or two, and it's like right where we left off. Like, hey, dude, so how's the kid or whatever? You know what I mean? Like, oh yeah, you know, little dude beat somebody up in school or something. They're like, oh cool, you know. But definitely that connection is cool, man. I met tons of cool people, man. Like as far as like just connections in general, man, and like just kind of like being able to meet somebody and like kind of like just vibe with each other and just kind of share the connections, you know, like and keep it in the community. Like as far as like hey dude, if I need somebody like for example, like just like the other day, like I need just like some work in my truck, right? You know what I mean? There's like, oh, you know, guy off the top of the head, like one of the clients, like, oh yeah, dude, you know, come by the shop or whatever, and we can, you know, hook that up. You know what I mean? Yeah, you know, and I've met like my mechanics and like, you know what I mean? Like, you know, just people like that just do different stuff, and just kind of like we all kind of share that, how you say it, like that, we just kind of like just kind of bounce off each other in a sense. You know what I mean? And you know, they get a cool tattoo at the end of the day as well, you know, and then they got to talk about it, and it's on them, bro. It's permanent. And I think it's cool to make that connection just because when somebody looks at their tattoo, they have a good memory to like back that tattoo up with, you know what I mean? Like an mm-hmm. awesome experience.
How and many they look people at their tattoo. Do you guys have in the shop right now?
We have artists. I think there's 11, 12, or 12 of us are right now. And we have three piercers, yeah, including my our my boss Rance, yeah.
You guys are open 7 days a week.
7 days a week, man, every day, yeah, yeah. Even on holidays, you know what I mean?
Yeah. Can you tell me a little bit about? I saw that you do scalp pigmentation.
Oh yeah,
what's that about?
Yeah, that's another one, bro. That was an interesting one too, man. That was a little bit about that one was a trip because I've actually been studying it for years, bro, and I got together with one of the guys that it's probably because like it's a small industry, bro. It's definitely a small industry, and it's like it's on that industry. It's only it's still tattooing, but it's only been around for about 10 years. You know what I mean? So that's not much, bro, for an industry like that to be up. So definitely getting in on the ground floor, I think. And yeah, man, I found shout out to my boy. Let me see. Let me find you the Instagram, man. He was definitely my mentor throughout the whole thing. And yeah, man, I feel like this it's like the only option for dudes that are like have hair loss, bro. Like, what are you gonna do? You know what I mean? It's like it sucks because like some people just can't like it's so what it is, it's just like a series of small dots that appear to look like a closed shaved head. You know what I mean? So when it's done right, It looks like immaculate, bro. Like it's crazy. Like you want to be able to tell. So, people only know about because when people talk about getting like their hairline tattooed, they only talk about the bad ones because the good ones. How would you even know that it's like, you know what I mean? So people were off the bat like, oh yeah, you know, I seen that. Like I seen some dudes get jacked up. You know what I mean? So people only talked about the bad ones because those are the only ones that stand out. You know what I mean?
Yeah.
But yeah. Let me see.
Maybe while you look that up too. What it you could think about what kind of tattoo gear do you use? Because I know there's different needles, there's different guns.
Yeah, shout out to my boy Scott Los Angeles, by the way. Different machines, man. I try to use a little bit of everything. As far as like definitely learn off of coils, man. I think it's important to learn off of coil machines, just because that you know it's just I feel like it's just like it's more like I want to say traditional, but it's more like of learning how to use coil machines off the bat. I think if you were gonna transfer into going into rotaries and stuff like that, I think it's important to learn off of coil machines just to learn the depth and how to put, you know, like, cause like when people start with a rotary machine, like they punch hard, bro. Okay. They punch hard, and you can definitely chew somebody's skin up. It's like driving a Ferrari for your first car. You know what I mean? You can't just you know you press and it's gonna go. You know what I mean? You gotta know the basics before you learn, you know, how to crawl before you know how to run.
So last question, what are some upcoming projects for you? Anything going on?
Man, I'm just taking it day by day, man. I have a lot of stuff going, not a lot of stuff going on, but I you know, tattooing and you know, other stuff like little projects and stuff. Like I'm always looking for something else to do to just keep myself busy, man. But I think at this point it's just taking it, just kind of just going for the ride, bro. You know, whatever, however it goes down, however it falls, I try to take it just kind of cruise control through my week. You know what I mean? And set a schedule and stuff like that. Nothing major, man.
Well, Mace, thanks for coming by the show today.
No problem, brother.
Remind us where they can find you at.
Needle Pushers, man. Cytocoin Louise. Yeah, man. Established 19. I'm sorry. Established 2001. Yeah, man. They want to call it Van Nuys. Well, it's Van Nuys, but it's actually it's Van Nuys. They want to call it Lake Balboa, but
Lake Balboa.
Yeah,
too.
Lake Balboa, Van Nuys. However you wanna put
and
it.
And you're
man.
Also on Instagram at MASE_19. I have a 3-3 here.
Oh no, it's on 1993. Yeah, 1993.
And then also on Instagram, Needle Pushers. Mm-hmm. Again, he's at Needle Pushers. For more information, you can go on kpcradio.com. You can also follow the show on Instagram at INNKWETRUST. Coming up next on the show, we have a guest from world famous Emporio Tattoo. And I want to thank all of you for listening. I'm Anthony Sanchez. I hope you join me next week.
Peace.